Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps says it seized a British oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz for violating international naval regulations. IRGC says the oil tanker named Astana Impero has been taken to a coastal area and turned over to maritime authorities. Tanker is said to have ignored warnings and turned off its tracker while diverting from its shipping route. Owner Astana Impero says the vessel is bound for Saudi Arabia with 23 crew members on board. According to Iranian media, military sources say a second British tanker was not seized in the Strait of Hormuz, rejecting reports saying otherwise. UK government says the seizure is unacceptable. It said British officials will attend an emergency meeting to see what could be done to release the tanker. Meanwhile, the IRGC has released footage refuting U.S. President Donald Trump's claim the American military downed an Iranian drone over the Strait of Hormuz. The IRGC said the drone sent images before and after the time the U.S. claims it was shot down. It said this indicates that Washington's claim of hitting the aircraft is baseless and a sheer lie. Now, following the release of the video, Trump doubled down on his assertion the USS Boxer helicopter carrier hit the drone on Thursday. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo echoed Trump's remarks, saying Iranian aircraft, quote, went down. Political commentator George Zamuli says U.S. claim of downing the Iranian drone is a fabrication to avert attention from his domestic issues, including tensions with the Democrats.
It could be that what happened yesterday with Trump's announcement, that this was just a way for him to shift attention away from a very embarrassing, awkward day for him with the criticisms of his performance at the rally the day before and his singling out of Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. He had come in for a lot of criticism from his own party for that. So it was a very embarrassing situation for him. And this may have been just a part of his attempt to shift media attention away from that. I mean, Trump often does that. He is really now hell-bent on some kind of a confrontation with Iran. He doesn't know how to do it, and he doesn't know how to bring it to a successful conclusion were it to transpire. But he's now well down that road, and there's no real possibility of some sort of a North Korean option available to him because he is so wedded now to the Israel lobby and to his powerful donor, Sheldon Adelson, not to mention his son-in-law, that he can't afford to make any kind of concessions to Iran.